It's good to be back with you.
很高兴又见到大家。
It's been a while since we have been here.
从我上一次来到现在已经有一段时间了。
And first of all, I started getting a little hungry sitting back there.
我坐在那儿的时候就觉得有点饿。
But I saw a turkey in the front row.
我看它这儿有一个火鸡。
And it was kind of bobbing up and down, so it kind of made me hungry.
而且上下在动，所以让我觉得更饿了。
But it's good to be with you. You have a beautiful building.
真是很高兴跟大家在一起，特别是在这么美丽的一个殿堂里头。
We had a little trouble finding it.
我还花了点时间找我们这个地方。
Our GPS took us on a scenic route through to get here.
我的那个 GPS 带我去一个很美的一个路途，然后我们才到的这儿。
But it's very beautiful, and maybe we can get a tour later of the building.
真是挺好看的。那完了之后，我也想看看这个殿堂是个什么样子。
Since I last talked to you, that some certain developments have happened in our lives.
那上次跟大家讲完之后呢，我这边也发生了一些事情。
First of all, starting now through the end of the beyond the end of the year, that I'll be working as an associate pastor.
那从现在开始到年底，我就会作为一个牧师来工作。
It's a volunteer, non-paying position, but it's still an opportunity to serve.
是一个志愿的机会，也没有工资，但是呢，是我一个很好的服侍的机会。
Some of you might have heard of the church. It's a multi-site church called Liquid Church.
那不知道你们听说过没听说过，有一个教会叫Liquid教会。
Their vision is to plant a church in every county in New Jersey.
那他们的意向就是要在每一个New Jersey的这个县里头都建一个教会。
And I will be working with the church in Princeton that just launched two or three Sundays ago.
那我就会在这个跟那个普林斯顿那个镇的这样的一个教会，也就是两三个星期前才开始的，我会跟他们一起在这件事上工作。
And Kathy and I had the privilege and honor of helping out that very first service. I think it was on the last Sunday in October.
我们很高兴能够在他第一次这个敬拜的时候来为他们侍奉。
And so we volunteered to help greet people.
我们志愿的就是去接待人。
And for two services, I think at 9:30, 11:30, there were about 500 people.
那我们有两堂，一堂是9点半，一堂是10点半，这两堂加起来大概接待了500多人。
And this ministry is exciting, particularly one of the things we're doing is reaching out to the students at Princeton University.
那这个教会的一个主要的任务是来接近普林斯顿的学生。
So I'll be associate pastor to particularly encourage small group leaders and just to work closely with the pastor over there.
那我作为他们的这边的牧师，我就是会跟这些小组的这个领导人，还有他们的教会其他的 pastor 一起工作。
And starting in January, I will be serving as an interim part-time pastor in Chinatown, New York City's Chinatown again.
那在新年开始的时候，我又会作为代理牧师，在这个
And I'll be serving there as starting in January and particularly working in leadership and discipleship.
我在那边主要是在这个工作的范围是领袖的建立和这个门徒训练。
I think I only have to preach once a month, which is good in terms of saving me time and traveling there.
那我会给他们每一个月讲一次道，那也挺好的，因为这样子我就可以有时间来旅游旅行。
But of course, I'll be fulfilling my speaking obligations through the end of the year.
那我在这里呢，我会一直把我这个需要讲到的这个工作都进行到年底。
So I think I have one more time of speaking in December 19th.
所以呢，我在这个教会，我还有一次讲道，就是应该是在12月的时候。
But it's great that we look at this coming week as Thanksgiving week.
那我们看这个马上的一周，就是我们这感恩节的一周。
But one of the things that is very hard for us during this season is actually to be of mind of being thankful.
那其实挺难做到的，就是在这样一个节日期间，你让自己能有一个感恩的心。
It's been particularly difficult the last couple of years with the COVID situation and all the things that are going on in the world.
特别是过去一两年，有这个新冠病毒还有其他的一些事情的搅扰。
It's really hard for us as believers in Christ to be able to think beyond or through those things that we're going through and to be thankful.
那作为我们信徒，有的时候我们经历这些事情，自己也很难能够有个感恩的心。
But I want to share with you from God's Word today.
但是呢，我今天想跟你分享神的话语。
Because I believe God's Word gives us the key in understanding what it really means to be thankful.
通过今天神的话语，我想跟大家分享神是如何教导我们要有感恩的心。
And I'm not just talking about being thankful for the good things in our lives.
并不是只是为生活中那些好的事情来感恩。
How about being thankful for even the difficult, tough times in our lives?
甚至生活中经历的一些辛苦苦难，我们都应该感恩。
As we look at this passage in Philippians 4, I believe it gives us some help here.
那我们看这个腓立比书这个第四章，我们就能在这中间找到一些帮助的东西。
The key to understanding the book of Philippians is one word.
在这个理解这个腓立比书的这个第四章是有一个最关键的词。
Do you know what that word is?
那你知道这个词是什么吗？
Joy.
喜乐。
It's the idea that there is this not just a feeling, but it's more like an inner sense of just a joy that is beyond your circumstances.
这个不仅仅是一个感觉上的喜乐，而是说你在任何情况下都能够感受到的一种喜乐。
And we see that Paul, the writer of this letter, gives us three practices that will help your mind to be transformed daily.
那我们看保罗就是这个书信的写作人，告诉我们几种方法可以帮助我们每天的这个心意的变化。
But keep in mind, you can't do this on your own.
但你要记住，你自己做这个事很难的。
You need to be led by the Holy Spirit to be able to seek His empowerment.
你需要让圣灵来引领你，在他的能力下面帮助你。
And you see here, starting at verses, actually, when you look at verse 4, it automatically says, rejoice.
那如果你看第四节的时候，告诉我们说要常常喜乐。
And for the hearing impaired, he says, again, I will say rejoice.
然后他说，我再说你们要喜乐。
And it's the idea that, and we starting from verses 6 and 7, we see that don't be anxious about anything.
那第六节、第七节说，应当一无挂虑。
See, the first practice is this.
所以这个第一个要做的第一个做法就是这个。
Rest in God's peace.
在神的平安中安息。
Now, what does that mean?
这个是什么意思呢？
Well, first of all, in this verse it says, don't be anxious about anything.
第一个是这个是这里面说的是不要担心，不要焦虑。
How many of you get worried over different things?
那有多少人因为各种事情来担心的？
We worry about different things.
我们担心很多不同的事情。
Certainly, lately we've been worrying the last 2 years about our health.
那至少前两这过去两年，我们都一直担心自己身体的健康。
I mean, Kathy and I could certainly be worried about that, but yesterday we got our boosters,
那我
so we're okay.
我和 Kathy 都很担忧，可是昨天呢，我们得到了我们这个加强针，所以我们就好一些了。
I mean, my arm is a little sore.
我的胳膊还是有点疼。
But we got the two shots from Moderna, and we got our booster.
但是我们得到了这个 Moderna 的这个免疫针，两针，又加上这个加强针。
We can worry about inflation because of greater prices. This is what they call this is a phrase that I learned. Supply chain is basically getting tighter.
那我们也可能会忧虑这个通货膨胀，因为最近经常有人说这个供应链出了问题。
All you have to do is go to the supermarket and shop.
你可以去超市去看看。
Have you noticed that when you go and you buy a box of cereal, there's less in the box of cereal than there was before?
那你买那个早餐的那个麦圈的时候，你有没有发现那个量变少了？
Now, on top of that, the price has gone up.
不仅如此，那个价格也提升了。
We can worry about things in our government, what's going on, and so forth, right?
我们还有的时候为我们这个领导，就我们的国家担心，我们政府担心。
There's so many things that we can get worried about, anxious about in our lives.
那在我们生活中有很多担心。
But I believe what Paul is saying that is all a result of wrong thinking.
但是保罗这里跟我们说，这都是因为我们错误思维的结果。
Because quite often we think that we get worried because we think that somehow things are in our hands, it's in our control.
我们担心是因为我们觉得这个事情是由我们自己掌控的。
But it says in Matthew 6, Jesus says that not to be anxious about the necessities of life.
但是在马太福音六章，耶稣告诉我们说，不要为生活的需要焦虑。
And Jesus says, focus instead on God's kingdom.
他告诉我们说要专注于神的国度。
That is, seek to do His will.
就是说要寻求他的意愿。
Seek to do what is right.
寻求他的公义。
And certainly, his character is demonstrated through our desires, speech, and conduct, which is what he's getting at in terms of this idea of righteousness.
所以，那寻求他的公义，就是说，这个耶稣基督的品格会通过我们的想法、言语和行为表现出来。
And you add to that in James 1:6 that the writer there says your faith will be tested.
那你还想想这个。在那个雅各书里也跟我们说过，说你的那个信心将会受到考验。
And so we need to trust God even more.
所以我们更需要来相信神。
And not doubt His word.
而不是要去怀疑神的话。
See, resting in God's peace.
这就是在神的平安中安心。
And the key to this, I believe, is that if we realize that Jesus is the Prince of Peace, how strong is your relationship to that person, Jesus?
那如果我们相信耶稣基督是和平的王子的话，那你跟耶稣基督的关系是怎样的呢？
Peace is not just a sense of feeling.
这个和平并不是只是一种感觉。
I believe it's a state of mind. It's a condition by which we know deep down in our gut that everything is not in our control, but it's in God's.
它是一个心理的状态，就是说，在我们心里，我们认识到我们自己并没有什么掌控，而掌控都在神。
The idea of resting is literally leaning on something.
那安心的意思就是要依靠什么。
That's what faith is, isn't it?
这就是这个信心的意思。
It is literally leaning on, let's say, a wall in order and putting your full weight on it and letting it control your body.
就像你靠墙的时候，你全身心的重量都放在那个墙上，你会让这个墙支撑你。
And that's the key to joy, isn't it?
这就是这个得到喜乐的关键。
He says here, Paul says that don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, not just in the big things, but even the little things, that by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, notice that word.Let your requests be made known to God. In other words, you can trust Him with the big things. You can trust Him with the little things. You can trust Him with the public, private moments. Everything, every single thing in your life, can you give that to Him and say, God, I'm going to trust you with this.
那保罗跟我们说，凡事都借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉给神。那就是说，事情无论大小，无论是公开的还是隐秘的，你都可以。把这些事情告诉神。
One great thing that we've had in our own experience is that Kathy's got a new job.
我们最近有一个那个我们 Kathy 得到了一个新的工作。
And that was actually a blessing in disguise.
那看起来就像是伪装的这种的恩惠一样。
Because the car that she was driving is dying.
因为当时她开的那个车就是死掉了。
It is dying a very slow death.
而且它就是比较慢，这个过程比较缓慢。
We've taken it to the mechanic, and he says there is no hope.
那我们就送到修车那儿，修车人说没办法。
It can still run, but it's leaking oil like crazy.
他说还可以开，但是就是那个漏油漏非常严重。
The parts is all the parts are cheap, but it's taking the whole. It's the labor. You know what I'm talking about? Everything that's taking the whole engine out and fixing it will cost us thousands and thousands of dollars.
他说修车零件都便宜，但是这个人工需要太大了，要好几千块才能把它修好。
But and what God did was that God provided a job for Kathy, a new job where she can work from home.
那神就在这个期间就为 Kathy 提供了一个工作，这样她可以在家里工作的。
She has her own cubicle. It's not really a cubicle, but she has a desk downstairs where she has two monitors that her company gave her, computers.
她在自己家里有她自己的工作台。那公司也给他置办了这个两个这个两个这个屏幕的。
And can she do all her work at home?
那他可以把所有的工作都在家中完成。
That's the idea that God provides, particularly when you don't expect it, that He will supply your every need.
这就是神在有的时候你甚至想不到的时候会满足你每一个需要。
And notice in verse 7, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding, and I think that is true. There are times when I don't understand God's peace in our lives, but there's a sense that, you know, no matter what is going on in my life, I can just chill out.
那所以你看第七节他说，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在耶稣基督里保守你们的心怀意念。就是我在自己的生活中也感觉到，不管发生什么事情，我只要是相信神，我就可以平静对待。
And that peace, that God's peace will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That's the key in terms of He will keep you in Jesus Christ.
那神告诉我们，保罗告诉我们说是在耶稣基督里保守你们的心怀意念，这就是神。他所赐给我们的平安的意思，他会在把我们都包含在耶稣基督里。
Notice also in verses 8 and 9, another practice that will help us, help our minds to be transformed daily is what I call rewire in God's perspective. And I'll have to explain that.
那我们看八九节的时候，我们就可以，就是第二个做法，我们可以采用的就是用上帝、用神的视角来重新看每一天。
Paul says here,Whatever is true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable, of anything that's of a degree of excellence, that if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things.
那保罗就跟我们说，凡是这个真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、有美名的，我们都来需要想这些事情。
See, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, it says,Fix your eyes on Jesus.
那在希伯来书十二章告诉我们说，你要定睛看，你要仰望耶稣基督。
Is to focus upon Him, and as you go through difficult times, why? Because Jesus has gone through the same stuff, I believe, that you have gone through.
让我们仰望他，是因为耶稣基督已经经历了我们要经历的事情。
You know how hard it is sometimes to fix our eyes on Jesus?
你知道吗？有时候仰望基督也是很难的。
It's like me fixing my eyes on an eye chart when I go to the eye doctor.
那就像我去那个看眼科医生的时候，去看他那个测视力的那视力表一样。
And there are times that, and I think this coming year I'll probably get cataract surgery because I'm having a sort of a glossiness when I see things, kind of fuzziness.
那也许这个不久我也会实行这个白内障手术，因为我也看清楚，看事情看不大清楚。
And I have to admit that I have to confess a sin.
那我也跟大家认个错。
I go one time I went to the eye doctor and I tried to memorize the chart.
哎，有一次我去眼科医生那儿，我就试图把那个视力表给记住。
I tried at least to memorize the first line or two to kind of fake my way through the eye exam.
我就想至少把前两行给记住，这样我就可以让他，就是我就可以在测试中蒙混过关。
But Scripture says to fix focus upon Jesus because He is the one who is worthy to be focused on.
但 圣经告诉我们是让我们一定要仰望注目耶稣基督，因为他是值得我们这样做的。
You see the idea here in this passage is rewire in God's perspective.
那你看这点就告诉我们说让我们用神的视角来重新审视。
It is changing your frame of reference.
那就是要改变你的参照物。
It's like the idea of I saw this in one message that our pastor gave is that he had a picture, an artwork.
那我记得我有个牧师也给我们讲过这个，他有一个那个他有一个那个一个照片，上面是个艺术品。
It was a painting of a very one side of the picture was very dark clouds and it was very gloomy.
那这个是一个画作，这个有一边是非常的忧郁，非常的。
But the other half of the picture was very bright and sunny.
那另外一边就很光明晴朗。
And he had a picture frame, an empty picture frame.
他就还有一个那个空的这样一个画框。
And we tend to look at things in life through that picture frame on the dark side of that picture.
那我们有时候看生活，经常就是通过这个空的这个空的这个画框，看的是那个忧虑阴暗的那一面。
And Paul is saying, move that frame of reference from the dark side of the picture to the bright side of the picture.
保罗告诉我们，你要移动那个画框，从那个阴暗的部分移到那个光明的部分。
It's the idea that when we see a storm clouds above, quite often we will see some sunlight that's on one side of the sky.
那就像有的时候，你看天空一边是有阴霾，可是另外一边。
And to change our thinking from this negative aspect and shift it over to the positive.
那我们就应该把我们的这个思考从这个负面移到这个正面去。
That is changing your vantage point.
那就是要改变你看事情的观点。
Reframing your reference.
那重新定义你的参照物。
In Isaiah 55, Isaiah says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts."
那在以赛亚五十五章的八到九节说，以赛亚耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念。
Neither are your ways my ways.
我的道路非同你们的道路。
Declares the Lord.
耶和华这样说。
For as the heavens are higher than the earth.
天怎样高过地。
So are my ways higher than your ways.
照样。我的道路高过你们的道路。
And my thoughts and your thoughts.
我的意念高过你们的意念。
In other words, that we need to look at things in a sense, seek to see them from God's perspective.
就是说，我们要从神的观点来看问题。
But if you can't see that way, then at least trust Him with it.
如果你还不能以神的观点来看问题，至少你来相信神。
Let Him take control.
让他来掌控我们的生活。
That even in the midst of what we're going through, the difficult times, that God is always there.
尽管我们生活中遇到一些困难，神却总是在那。
See, we tend to think and look at our negative or trials in our lives, and we tend to think that we're facing them alone.
有的时候我们看到我们自己遇到的困难的时候，经常会想我们是独处。
But didn't in this passage it says the Lord is at hand?
但这个章节不是告诉你了吗？神有神在掌控。
He's always with us.
他一直跟我们在一起。
He's ever present.
他时时都在。
He's even in the times that you're struggling, even when nobody sees it, but He's there.
在你单独有困难的时候，尽管没有人看到你这些困难，神都看到了。
And we have a gracious God who understands what we're going through.
那我们有一个恩慈的神。他理解我们所经历的。
And I usually think that God knows me better than I know myself.
而且我也经常想说，神知道我比我更知道自己。
He can empathize with my troubles.
他能理解我所经过的这些困难。
And he can say that because Jesus has gone through the stuff that we've gone through.
那可以，他可以这么说，是因为耶稣经历的耶稣已经经历了我们所经历的。
In Romans 8 it says,Paul says to set your mind on things that the Holy Spirit wants.
那在罗马书八章五到六节说，要从要体贴圣灵的事。保罗告诉我们要体贴圣灵的事。
Not your own personal desires or what Paul calls the flesh.
不是体贴肉体的事。
See, we naturally think that somehow we can be fearful because things seem to be out of control.
我们有的时候会害怕，是因为我们觉得东西有些事情我们控制不了了。
But I believe that we need to trust in God when the times are toughest because He has gone through our difficulties. He's gone through those tough times. He's gone through temptations and trials. And ultimately, He's gone to the cross.
但我相信在我们最难过的时候，我们更要相信神，因为这些经历，耶稣都已经经历过了，像试炼，甚至上十字架，他都经历过了。
And Psalm 119, verse 11, it says basically that it starts with storing God's word in your heart.
那在诗篇119章11节告诉我们说要把神的话藏在心里。
Certainly so that we won't sin against God.
那免得我得罪你。
Some of the scripture that I memorized as a kid has kind of come back and helped me in terms of getting me through the difficult times.
我在小的时候背诵的经文在我长大的时候经常回来教我如何度过困难的时光。
You'd be amazed how God's word sort of pops into your mind when you go through difficult times that it's applicable in different situations.
你会惊讶发现神的话经常出现在你的脑海里，特别是在你困难的时候，而这些话都是可以应用到你那个时候的处境的。
Verses that we should have memorized is like Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
那我们应该记住这个传道这个箴言的第三章的五到六节。
See, there it says trust in God totally, and don't lean on your own understanding. Particularly, we tend to look at it from a human perspective, instead to acknowledge Him that He is the one who's in control, and to basically that He is everything that you do and are. And will guide you according to the way, His way and direction.
那这里就告诉我们说，我们要完全信神，而不是依赖我们自己对生活或者对我们自己的理解。在你所做的一切事情中，你都要承认有神在。
Next time you go through a difficult situation, how are you going to respond?
那你下一次再经历困难辛苦的时候，你会怎么反应呢？
Can we change our reframe or rewire our thinking?
那我们能不能让自己重新来看这些问题？
I will trust you, God, because you have shown your grace in my life, and I will seek to trust you with it, and also look at the situation differently.
你告诉自己，神，我要相信你，我要以你的这个角度来看这些问题，重新看这些问题。
Notice also the third practice in verses 10 to 13.
还有这个第三个方法，就是在十节和第十至十三节告诉我们的。
And that is rely on God's promises.
就是要依靠神的应许。
You see, He is sufficient for everything, isn't He?
你看，神不是光神就是足够的，对不对？
He's sufficient for all your needs.
他为我们提供足够的。
And because of His grace, that you'll be able to do everything that He deems as good. That He is wired in such a way, that we will seek to do what's pleasing to Him.
那因着他的恩典，他在所有的事情上都能够满足我们的需要，我们也能够有足够的来做一切他认为好的事情。
Later on in Philippians 4, the verse it says, "And my God will supply every need of yours." According to His riches in grace in Christ Jesus.
那在腓立比书四章的十九节说，我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在耶稣基督里使你们一切所需用的都充足。
And what that verse tells me is that God can supply every need. Why? Because He supplied us with our greatest need in Christ, and that everything in a sense that we kind of play up as really, really, you know, urgent really is compales in comparison to the ultimate giving of Jesus Christ.
那我 这样就能看到神会管我们一切的需要。为什么呢？因为他把我们最大的需要都供给我们了，就是把耶稣基督已经给我们。
And if he could give you, supply you at your greatest need, your need for him in Christ, that certainly these other things in your lives that are certainly are important, but he could certainly supply you with because he's given you the greatest thing, himself.
如果他已经把你最需要的给了你，就是耶稣基督，那么你其他的重要的，甚至一些不重要的，他也都一定会给你。
You see, Paul was in prison at this time.
在写这个书的时候，保罗是在监狱里。
When he wrote this letter, he was in prison in Rome.
他当时是在罗马的监狱。
And he could have been easily concerned that, no, oh, woe is me, you know, pity party kind of thing, and feel sorry for himself.
那他很可以有足够的这些经历，自我来感觉是个牺牲者，自己很可怜自己。
And don't we tend to do that sometimes?
那我们是不是有的时候就是这样子的？
But he says that he trusted in even his brothers and sisters in Christ to supply him with his needs, even while he's languishing in prison.
但是他却说他信神，然后这个时候兄弟姐妹也都来供应他的需要，尽管这个时候他还是处于监狱里。
And it says here in verses 10-13 that he's gone through the highs, he's gone through the lows. He's gone through the great times, the hills, but he's also gone through the valleys.
那在这一些章节中他告诉我们说他处过卑贱也处过丰富，他这个高处低处都经历过了。
And notice this idea of that he is content.
那你再注意看，他说我是满足的，我什么情景都可以知足。
And the key verse in this passage is verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. I can do all things, but it's through Christ who gives me what I need to take care of these things.
最关键的，他说他可以做所有的事，来是通过耶稣基督的，来是通过耶稣基督的力量来做所有的事。特别是十三节，他说：“我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。”
In 1 Corinthians 6:20, Paul says, "For you are bought with a price, so therefore glorify God with your body."
那在哥林多前书六章二十节的时候，他说：“因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。”
If you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you are under his authority now. You're under new management.
那如果你已经接受了耶稣基督做你的救主，那么你就是在他的权威之下，你有一个新的管理者。
That is, if God could give his all for you in Christ, then you could do no less than to give yourself back to him.
那神如果把他所有的都给了你，是通过耶稣基督给你的话，那么你也应该把你所有的都毫无顾虑的
And finally, I kind of gloss over the first two verses, but this actually supplies my last point today.
那我现在我们再回过头去看今天读经的前两节，但这是我要说的最后一点。
And the fourth practice is rejoice in God's presence.
那他第四个我们可以做的就是说，在神的同在中喜乐。
Rejoice in the Lord to such an extent.That people notice it.
就是在神中喜乐到什么程度呢？到别人都能够看出来。
We know of a person who a friend of ours, Kathy and I have know someone who this woman who has gone through cancer.
那我和 Kathy 都认识一个人，这个妇人她经历了癌症。
And we were there to.We visited her home, and I think she's in stage four cancer. And interesting enough, she's a doctor, too, on top of that.
我们去造访她，她当时已经是第四期了，她自己也是个医生。
But she is a believer in Christ.
她也是一个信徒。
And she is holding on to the Lord.
她紧紧抓住神。
She has this outlook that is not so much focused upon herself, but she's concerned about her family around her.
那她 的注意力不是在他自己身上，而是在他周围的家人朋友身上。
Certainly, she welcomed our fellowship and just encouraged when we stopped by just to say hi.
她来参加我们这个团契，然后也给我们鼓励。
And we spent some moments just praying for her.
我们也跟她一起祷告。
But that's the idea, is that that's the kind of rejoicing what I'm talking about.
这就是我所说的喜乐。
God, she knew that God was with her.
她知道神跟她在一起。
And she could sense that, particularly in the presence of Kathy and me, that we were there to represent the Lord and just encourage her, to strengthen her, just to be with her, because she needed that kind of company.
她说她也感觉到，当我和 Kathy 去造访她的时候，她能感觉到神是通过我们两个来传递信息给她，鼓励她，说神就在她身旁。
Do you have that kind of joy?
你有这种喜乐吗？
A joy that the world will notice.
这个喜乐如此之大，以至于周围的人都能注意到。
We have too many Christians in the church today that they're kind of like depressed, down. They're looking at themselves too much and on their circumstances. And instead, they need to focus their eyes upon Jesus Christ.
在教会中，我们有时候会觉得呀，人就是很悲伤、很压抑。都只是注意到自己的问题，其实我们应该注目耶稣基督。
And the world will be impressed when they see a bunch of believers who really have taken their eyes off of their circumstances themselves, their trials, and instead to focus upon the Lord, to even focus upon other people rather than themselves.
那当我们做这些事情的时候，周围就会注意到我们。我们注目耶稣基督，我们关心我们周遭的人，不只是把这个目光放在我们自己身上，这样子世界的人都会注意到。
In closing, I give you a little story.
那结束的时候，我给你一个小故事。
This is entitled "The Greatest Hitter in the World."
那这个名字就是世界上最伟大的击球手。
And I can sort of relate to the story.
那我也觉得跟这个小故事有些关系。
A little boy was overheard talking to himself.
一个小男孩，有人无意中听到他自言自语。
As he strutted through the backyard,
他大摇大摆地穿过后院。
Wearing his baseball cap and toting a ball and bat.
戴着这个他的球帽。还有拿着他的球棒。
He announced, "I'm the greatest hitter in the world."
他就宣布说，我是世界上最伟大的击球手。
Then he tossed the ball into the air.
然后他就把球抛向空中。
Swung at it.
击打。
And missed.
然后没打中。
Strike one. He yelled.
然后他就喊道，好球一。
Undaunted, he picked up the ball again and said again, "I'm the greatest hitter in the world."
他毫不气馁，拿起球来，抛起来，又说，我是世界上最伟大的击球手。
He tossed the ball into the air.
然后抛向空中。
When it came down, he swung again and missed.
那当他落下时，他再次击打，又没有打中。好。
He cried, "Strike two."
然后他就大声叫，好球二。
The boy then paused a moment.
然后这个男孩就停下来。
To examine his bat and ball.
来仔细检查他的这个球棒和他的球。
He might have thought it was defective.
他可能觉得这中间有什么问题。
He spit on his hands.
他往自己手上吐个唾沫。
Rub them together.
然后擦擦。
He straightened his cap.
然后又把他这个帽子正了正。
And said once more.
然后又说了一遍。
I'm the greatest hitter in the world.
我是世界上最伟大的击球手。
Again he tossed the ball.
然后他就把球抛向空中。
In the air and swung at it, and he missed.
又击打，然后又错过了。
Strike three, the boy. Wow, the boy exclaimed.
好球三击不中，哇，这个男孩就惊呼道。
Then he exclaimed.
然后他就说。
I'm the greatest pitcher in the world.
我是世界上最伟大的投球手。
It depends on how you look at your circumstances.
那就是你看你的环境，就会。如何看你的环境就会影响到你。
Do you choose to look at things from a very human perspective and some, to, even to the point where that we get down on ourselves.
那你有没有在观察你的环境的时候，就是来特别仔细的检查自己？
We can get down on people around us, blame them. We live in a society that is like victimization kind of thing. We blame ourselves or blame other people.
我们有的时候可能责备别人，就觉得自己是个牺牲者。
But instead, can we as believers rise up and to look at our circumstances in a fresh, different way?
那作为我们这个信徒，我们能不能站起来，来从以重新的眼光来看我们这个周围的环境？
And even if you don't have the answers to the stuff that's going on in your lives,
那有的时候你可能对周围发生的事情也没有一个好的答案。
And Job found this out, and you see this in the Old Testament.
And 你也可以看到约伯在这个旧约中就也是这么理解的。
I will trust in my God.
他就是说我要信我的神。
He knows what's best.
他知道什么最好。
Sometimes I don't have the underlying answers.
有的时候我并不知道答案。
But I will trust in him.
但是我要信我的神。
I will give my life over to him.
我要把我的生命都交给神。
And I will seek to see things through his eyes, not my own human eyes.
那我要用他的眼光来看问题。
And as a result of that I can have this joy that the world cannot dampen.
那最后的结果就是我可以拥有这种喜乐，别人没有办法把它拿走。
As a matter of fact, it will impress the world.
那事实上我是可以来让这个世界来看到我的这个喜乐的。
And they will be curious enough to ask you, who is this? What's going on in your life?
那他们就会好奇地来问我，你是怎么回事啊？你这个生活中发生了什么，让你这样？
And will give you the springboard, the opportunity to tell them about Jesus.
这个时候你就有了个机会，可以跟他们讲述耶稣基督。
You see, we are in the part of the year where there's a lot of depression.
那我们现在正在处于一年当中经常会发生的这个忧郁的这个时间。
And I know from personal experience that in our family we've had people who have passed away around Thanksgiving and Christmas time.
那因为在我们家庭中也有人在这种节期的时候过世。
And there are many people, especially young people, who have gotten depressed to the extent of even possibly committing suicide.
那也有人他这个抑郁的如此厉害，出现这自杀的念头。
I believe their only hope is Jesus.
我认为他们唯一的希望就是耶稣基督。
And for some reason, Jesus wants us to be his representatives to them.
那耶稣基督愿意我们成为他的代表。
But even beyond that, he wants to be agents of his grace.
他让我们就是成为他的代理人。
And if we could just take our eyes off of ourselves, our situations, and to focus upon people around us that desperately need to know about him.
如果我们能够先不要顾及自己的处境，而是看周围人的需要。
And share with him that joy to the world that we will sing about in a few weeks.
然后跟他们分享在下面几个星期里这个主里的喜乐。
And you have the privilege and honor of representing that joy to a world that desperately needs to know that truth.
那你就有了这个特权来代表这个耶稣基督，来向这个充满抑郁和不好的世界。
Let's close the word.
让我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we truly thank you for the joy that certainly Jesus showed.
亲爱的天父上帝，真是感谢你，耶稣基督所为我们带来的这个喜乐。
And in Hebrews 12, it says that Jesus, even while facing the cross, he saw the joy that was set before him.
那在希伯来书也告诉我们，当耶稣基督看到这个十字架的时候，他都能感受从那里而来的喜乐。
And Jesus didn't feel sorry for himself.
那耶稣也没有为自己感到自我怜悯。
But instead, that he went to the cross for us.
而是走向十字架，而且是为了我们走向十字架。
He would love us so much that he was willing to face a horrible death for sinners like us.
他如此的爱我们，以至于他愿意牺牲在十字架上，都是为了我们这些罪人。
Father, we pray that during this holiday season, starting with Thanksgiving.
神啊，我们在 在这个节期，特别是从感恩节开始。
Give us grateful hearts.
求你赐给我们感恩的心。
Gratefulness that comes out of grace.
感恩的心来自于你的恩慈。
Father, we do pray that we can be thankful for the good times and the bad times.
我们祷告不仅是为好的时候感恩，而且也为不好的时候感恩。
Because we know that all these things work together for good to those who love God.
因为我们知道凡事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Help us to trust you during all the times.
帮助我们来在任何时候都来信靠你。
In Jesus' most precious name.
我们以耶稣基督宝贵的名求。
Amen.